me live in studio today for his monthly report is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Sheriff, kind of wet and soggy out there.
It's a little messy.
Yeah. The most wonderful time of the year, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Appreciate your time as always and some updates from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Go back to a case that you've been following for quite a while, and you've given us some updates of the past, most recently clear back in May, and the arrests that were made in regards to the ATM burglaries that took place. Remind us on this case and what all occurred here.
So we had a couple ATM burglaries that happened in the last year and a half, and so one happened in Alpine in November of 2024, and then we had another one in Thane in February 2nd of 2025, and we made some arrests on the Thane ATM burglary. We think they're related, but we're still working the Alpine one. We think they're related in the sense that same, maybe not the same suspects, but the same groups. We made some arrests in the Thane ATM burglary quite some time ago, and two out of the three of those suspects have now been sentenced through district court. County Attorney's Office had agreement, and we got some guilty pleas out of them, and so Billy Ray Chavez got sentenced to 5 to 8 years in Wyoming Department of Corrections, so he's going to prison. And also DeMarcus Thomas, same thing, 5 to 8 years in the state prison for their role in those Thane burglaries.
And they're both from Texas, right?
Both from Texas.
So they're going to have a nice stay in Wyoming for a while.
Yeah, they're going to be Wyoming residents for the next 5 to 8 years. So I had hoped as this moved along, and there's still a possibility that the FBI would get involved, because we believe that there's ATM burglaries that these same individuals done in different states. And of course that would, you know, move it over to a good federal case with it being across state lines, and the fact that it's also with banks that are federally insured, sometimes the FBI gets involved. And that still may happen, but we moved forward with our case. The county attorney's office moved forward and charged them locally, and so it's good to have that done and them sentenced and held accountable.
Well, and it sounds like, if I remember correctly, there were some other instances, just even in surrounding counties, let alone other states, that had very similar type execution on some other ones.
Yep. It was a weakness in certain equipment that was exploited by people who knew about it, and they knew what they were doing. It was a 3-minute. Once they found where they were going, it was about a 3-minute job to burglarize it and be done and gone. They'd always steal a vehicle. So anyway, yeah, we're glad that we've got them sentenced and held accountable. We do have one more suspect in the Thane burglary that we have a warrant for his arrest. We had a warrant for him when he was caught up in Montana doing what we believe something similar. So they have him on local charges in Montana, but when they're done with him, then they'll call us and we'll go pick him up and then he'll start his time in the justice system here in Lincoln County. So we'll get him charged up.
Do you know what the timeline is on that in Montana yet?
I don't. His case in Montana is not adjudicated, so he's still working through that. He hasn't been sentenced. I don't know if they're working on a plea or anything like that, but he's been there for a bit, and I don't expect to see him anytime soon, I guess is the best way to put that.
Sure. And you mentioned the investigation still ongoing, because these all were connected to the Thane specifically, right?
Yep.
And so the Alpine incident could be same group, different individuals. And so kind of walk us through, how do you work out that investigation?
So the just to give you a little bit of background, our investigator, Jody Gardner's worked this case, did a heck of a job on it, put a lot of time in, used a lot of resources, but it was a series of just interviews, hard work, contacting other law enforcement agencies, search warrants, a bunch of search warrants, rental car search warrants, cell phone company search warrants, local search warrants. So there was a lot of search warrants and work that went into that. The along there, we've seen a connection to a possible group out of Texas that are doing these, but these specific individuals have not come across the radar in the Alpine one. So we'll use the same methods. Jody will continue to work it from that angle, but we have a good roadmap to get there. We just don't have the same individuals, so we'll keep working that.
Winkie County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning with his monthly report from the Sheriff's Office. Well, a little more lighthearted topic. Yeah. You have some staff in Kemmer selling some Christmas tamales for a good cause.
We have a big kitchen down there, and as you know, we feed, depending on our inmate population, anywhere from 50 to 70 people, 3 meals a day. So we have a really nice facility, and we get a lot of good meals that come out of there. So this was something that the inmates wanted to do, and so they'll cook tamales, they sell them. After all the costs are covered, then they donate a portion of that. They've done it in the past as well with a different meal, and I'm trying to remember. It might have been tamales. It might have been something else. It might have been street tacos. There's some good cooks, I'll tell you that, and they got a good facility. We have contract kitchen, contract meal provider that come in, but they heavily utilize the inmates that we have to help. So and just to give you a little more about that, finish that up. So they're going to make the tamales. They'll be sold. Some of the half of those proceeds will go to a nonprofit. They're probably locally in Kemmer, and that'll be a neat thing for them. It's an opportunity for the staff and the inmates to be able to help out somebody, and it's pretty rewarding during this time of year to be able to do that. But the way that works in the jail is we have about 30 inmate workers that do everything from cleaning to cooking, laundry. We have one that's a seamstress that repairs the jail outfits that we provide. I mean, we have a lot of people working down there. And in fact, we just redid all the shelves in the library in the jail. We have a pretty extensive library. The shelving that was in there came over from the old facility down in downtown Kemmer, and they were looking pretty rough and worn out, and so the inmates built all new shelving for the library. So those are kind of projects going on that allow them to do something and be productive, and instead of sitting in a cell, which is not good for anybody. So we look for those opportunities. Of course, it's all based on their behavior as well, and if they earn that right. But it's been a good thing, and this tamale sale is just kind of one of the things that ends up happening. But come and have it.
It's kind of unique to be able to give back to the community in which you're serving time in. Yeah. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
No, just again, appreciate the opportunity, and wish everybody, hope they had a good Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas coming up, and be safe out there.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning in studio. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.